So yesterday we learned the price of Matnas and the Inn. Gemara Firzais, this is Abaya. He answered the Kasha of the Tupsukim. So Abaya Firzais, the Tochinami, by our Gabi Nezikin, Dine Vidius, Viamale, Havli Benis, Tfei Porto, Amale, Shokalta Kidinach, Shkreel Kidahashta, Vilai, Shkiel Kikudul Kame. So the easiest, it's not easy Gemara to learn any pshat, but the smoothest pshat in the Gemara was the pshat we spoke at yesterday from the Divrei Cheskel, that the Gemara is proving from the Braisa of Matnas Aniyim that there's a concept of shutting up a value by its later value, that there's a concept of shutting up the value of a field by its later value, and I say the same thing here. We say the real value of something is the later value, the value you get for it at a later time. And memela, tak, if you want idiots, you get kedahashta. That's because that is the cost of idiots. But if you want anything else, if you want beinonis, tfei porta, you want a little more land of beinonis, I'll only give it to you by the later price. Because we never mind that the later price is the real price. This is the Rabbi Cheskel's hesber in the Gemara. And it's the smoothest in the understanding of the Raya from Matnas Aniyim. However, let's talk about the Yisayid itself, the Shaima. How do you shuts up the value of something? Whether you shuts up the value of something by today's price or by a later price, and we're talking in a case where it's normal to wait for later. It's Poshit that if you shuts up the value of something that people buy today, you shuts up the value of oranges in the middle of the winter, it goes by today's price, not by the summer price, even though the summer is cheaper. And that's a double push it, because the something that is normal to sell when you have it, so it goes by today's price. We're talking about things that it's normal to wait for later. Do you go by today's price or by the later price? So this discussion is really based on a Gemara in Bava Metzia Daf Tzadik Tes, which is the subject of the whole Tumah in the Paiskim. And the Gemara there has a case where some workers were hired to move barrels of wine, and they broke some barrels of wine. These barrels of wine are worth 4 zuz on a regular day, and 5 zuz on the Yom HaShuk. On the market day, which is what the wine merchant typically waits, he waits for the market day. On the wine day, on the market day, it's worth 5 zuz. On a regular day, it's worth 4 zuz. So the Gemara says that if you break a barrel of wine, so you have to pay, if you're paying cash, you pay 5 zuz. But you have an option, you could pay with a barrel of wine. You could replace the barrel of wine. You could do one or the other. Either you pay 5 zuz or replace the barrel of wine. What's the Gemara's case? What's the day that we're talking about? When was it broken? The Gemara means it was broken on a Yom HaShuk, but the Gemara means it was broken on a regular day. So the way Rashi and Rav Rishonim learn, it was broken on a regular day. It was not yet the Yom HaShuk. A man had barrel. He's a chen v'ni. He had a lot of barrels of wine. He's waiting for the Yom HaShuk to sell it. And he had workers that were transferring it, that were moving it. They broke it. They broke it on a day that it's worth 4. And the Gemara says that you have to, when it comes to pay, you have to pay 5. So chayrut in the Ferish Gemara, like the site of the Divrei Cheskel, which he says is the site of our sugya, that when you pay the value of something, you pay based on the value kiyukur delakameh, based on the value of the later price. Because then you see, they broke a barrel of wine, and you pay 5. Taket is a cooler that you can replace the barrel of wine. It's finished. So even though the barrel of wine today costs only 4, you can still replace it. But Afal Pikain, The aside is that you pay five, and as I state in the Gemara, and that's the way we pass in the Shulchan Aruch, that you pay five. So we see you pay kiyufah d'lekaveh. Okay, if you stop now, we end up everything is kiyufah d'lekaveh, which is not the way. From here now on, everything goes downhill. Okay, we spoke about yesterday. We spoke about today. We matzdik the tzad that you pay kiyufah d'lekaveh. You pay the later price. Okay, this is about as far as we're going to get. Now we start looking at how the place can deal with it. So the Ketzais is Matriya. It's Simin Shin Dalid, if you prefer to write Dalid Shin. It's Simin Dalid, I never know if when it says Dalid Shin in the Shulchan Aruch, if it's something that the Beis Yosef wrote it that way, or the printers are just afraid of writing Shin Dalid, so they wrote Dalid Shin, I don't know. But one way or the other, in the 304th Siman of Shulchan Aruch, it says that the Ktzais says he doesn't understand what's this business with Yukud L'Kameh. Somebody steals, he pays based on the day he stole and the place he stole. If someone is Mazik, he pays based on the day he was Mazik and the place he was Mazik. There's no, all value is Kayahashta. You shot up value, Eimucha Elomakai Megashaita. You shot up based on the place you are. A Kiddushin also. If you Mekadosh an Isha with something, and it's not worth a Shavu Pruta, you're not Mekadoshes. When the Gemara says that you should be Chayshish, Shavu Shavu Pruta B'madai, many of Yishayim learned that's a Chashash Rabbanim. It looks like it was a pruta. Shem and Shem a pruta b'mane. I mean, in a Torah, you're not mekudesh. Because ein lecha ela makay mevishaytay. Everything goes according to its place and its time. So what's this business that if you break a barrel of wine, you pay five zuz on a day? You broke the barrel on a day, it's worth four zuz. Today, not a yom of the shuka. Why should you pay five? That's the tzais's kasha. And the Tzai stems off of Pashtus that it can't be. This whole idea of Yichud L'Kameh can't be. So Tzai learns, why do you pay five? Tzai learns, you pay, when you break a barrel, there's a chenveni. There's a store owner, he's waiting with his wine for the Yom HaShuk. If he has to sell to you today, he'll sell it to you for today's price. He's waiting for the Yom HaShuk. When you break his barrel, al tzmazik, you only have to pay four. You broke a four zuz barrel. Al tzmazik, you only have to pay four. Why do you have to pay the fifth zuz? He says, that's because of dina de garmi. Dina de garmi, you're a goyrim of an additional hezek. What are the rules of dina de garmi? So we spoke about it. The rules that we always go with, it has to be Bari Hezekah, you definitely caused them a Hezek. And your Mazik be a Dayami, you did it with your hands, you did it to the thing that's damaged. So, Tiktsois, this is a case of Garmi. This man has a barrel, he has a store, and he sells barrels of wine. And the Yom HaShuk, he takes sells barrels of wine for five, and that's his regular practice. And it's a sure thing that on the Yom HaShuk it's going to be worth five. And you broke his barrel. In addition, so damaging four zuz worth of wine, you also are over on being geyrim mehezik of one barrel later, of one zuz later, because now he's not going to be able to sell it. So you chayiv. For sure, it'll last till the Yom HaShuk. You broke it a few days before the Yom HaShuk. It has to be that for sure it would last. Otherwise, you're right. But that's the case. The case is the man was holding it for the Yom HaShuk. And the worker broke it. Tzais compares this to a Gemara in Pesachim Daf Chof Tes. The Gemara in Pesachim Daf Chof Tes, there's a halacha that even though you have to get rid of all your chametz on Pesach, Hegdish doesn't have to get rid of its chametz. Hegdish is allowed to hold on to chametz on Pesach. There's no Aveira. There's no chametz shavah on Pesach. What's the din if you destroy Hegdish's chametz on Pesach. If you destroy chametz that belongs to Hegdish, you destroy it on Pesach. Do you have to pay or don't you have to pay? That's the shayla. What? You destroy Hegdish's chametz on Pesach. How much is Hegdish's chametz worth on Pesach? Huh? Funny thing. Huh? They wanted to sell it. Teres Hegdish certainly couldn't sell it to a yid. I mean, they have. It's got to be something that stays. That pretzels. Hegdish and Hegdish got pretzels or spaghetti or something that stays. They have to yank it. And right now, at least to yid, they certainly can't sell it because the yid's not going to pay anything for it. The Gemara says that if you're mazik chametz of Hegdish, you have to pay. The Gemara there says, "Al dover hagarim l'mamin k'mamin davi," because the dover hagarim l'mamin, this is something that would bring Hegdish money in another week after Pesach. Dover hagarim l'mamin k'mamin davi. Tzai says, even though we don't paskin dover hagarim l'mamin k'mamin davi, but nevertheless we paskin if you're mazik Hegdish mal that you have to pay. Because of Garmi? Because Lamaisa, you are Vadai causing a Hefsa to Hegdish. Hegdish has a case of whatever, of Chametz, of whichever Chametz, of Schnapps. And they know that after Pesach they'll be able to sell it. It's Bari Azeka. You're definitely causing them a Hezek for later. Zaktik Sais, we see this idea. That if you mazik something that belongs to someone which the person can make money with later, that you consider a mazik. So, the meila, we have this yisayit. So really, you shots up the value normally of things kidashta. Normally, you shots up the value of things based on today. The only time that you have to pay more is if it's bari hazeka, if something certainly would be worth more or less, and it's normal to wait for later. So then you pay out garmi. But it has nothing to do with Shavuos. Shavuos of something is today's Shavuos. Right, so we go back. The Gemara says, Kol ha-gazlonim mishalmin kishas gazela. Every gazlon plays based on the day he steals. So if it's choice, that's by normal things that a person steals. But if you were to steal a barrel of wine from a chenveni, that the chemini is holding for the Yom HaShuk, you pay four alf gezeila, and the fifth alf garmi. The fifth zuz, you pay alf garmi. What? Not by gezeila itself. So you have two chiyuvim against you, one for being a gazlan, you pay four, and one for being mazik, you pay one. So he says, nafkamina is kefil, you would only pay double on the four, not on the fifth. So kol ha-gazlonim mishalmin k'shas gezeila. The gezeila is the four, and the fifth one is a garmi. As I state, ktsais. Now, ktsais is something of a chiddush. To mechayvim al garmi, when you break a person's barrel, the sivis that he has tainas on him, but that's not garmi. What is that? That's menias harevach. That's garmi. I broke his barrel. Wasn't goyring him to lose a zuz. The fifth zuz, I prevented him from making profit of a zuz. That's not garmi. That's menias harevach. So the nesivus doesn't like this idea of the ktsais that it's garmi. And he asks a second kasha. He asks that every mazik, every time you mazik someone's field, you mazik someone's peiris, how do we shots up your hezik? Why don't we, according to the tzais, we should always shots up kiyukri de lakameh. Our Gemara is only talking, when you come to pay, how do you shots up what he's paying for? Well, he was mazik, we shots up based on today's value. The Siva says, according to the tzais, every time you mazik a silo of a farmer, it shouldn't go by today's price, it should go by a later price. The whole sugya of shotting up is a sugya, when you're paying, how do you shot up what you're paying with? What you're mazik? You see what happened? They all don't like the Ktsoisis Pshat. But the Yisoid, that all Mammon is Kedahashta, that all the Paiskim like. So maybe we have to come up with another Pshat on this Gemara above Metzia Tzadik Tes. What's going to happen is I'm going to tell you three Pshatim in the Sugya above Metzia Tzadik Tes. You may not like any of the three Pshatim, but the point is that everybody is trying to say, look, you pay Kedahashta. You shot things up Kedahashta, that's for sure. You have a Shvar Gemara in Bav Metzia, and that's Tzadik Tes with this barrel of wine. So we'll try, I'll tell you the three Pshatim. But the point is that everybody who's saying a Pshat there is saying a Pshat because they nemar for Pashtas that you pay Kedahashta. They never for Pashtas that all payments are Kedahashta and not Kyukudul Kameh. And Mamela, they have, alright, so the Ktsoisis Pshat is, Altina de Garmi is the fifth Zuz. The Shmerak had not the Ktsoisis Pshat, that's the Ktsoisis Pshat. There's a second Pshat in the Sivis himself. The Sivis says that if you break someone's wine, barrel of wine when it's worth four, even though he's planning to save it for the Yom HaShuk, you only pay four. You only pay four. Aye, the Gemara. He says the Gemara is talking dafka by workers. Workers who are mazik. And that's why it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. Workers who are mazik. The Sivis holds that there's a separate din by workers. Workers that are mazik b'mezid or b'pshia. That work is when they're mazik, the things they're hired to work with, they have to pay to feed the hefsid of the bailim. We find such a thing in Asaychas Umnin, that when you hire workers, they're responsible for the thing that they agreed to do. They're responsible also for the hefsid that could come from what they're doing. So the Siva says that really b'chol ha'tayra kula yipeka dehashta. That din of workers who take a barrel, which they're supposed to be preparing for the Yom HaShuk, which is going to be worth five, and their mazik, it's so they pay the hefsid. They pay even the b'nias harevach. They pay that which the owner has a loss. So it's a unique din by umnin, by seichrim, by payamim. It's a unique din there. And the meimah of Aitin has no shaykhis with the klal of kol ha'tayra kula. Kol ha'tayra kula is kedahashta. And that Gemara is a special din, a unique din of Umnin, which Baita, it's a chiddush of the Nesidus. He just sends you to someplace else where he's masbred this chiddush of Umnin paying.
Would it only be in the case where the workers were hired for this specific task?
If they were hired. I'm not sure, because I don't know the background of it. He's saying when they're hired for this task. The high if they work all the time, and today they're doing this, I'm not sure. But it seems it will be there also. Where their responsibility is to help the owner make a profit. That's their responsibility. They're responsible for anything that prevents the revach from coming. So Ktsais and the Sivis are klar in what they hold the halacha. You should know generally, if the Ktsais and the Sivis agree on something in Chayshin Mishpat, generally we pass it that way. Ktsais and Nesivis disagree plenty. But when the Ktsais and Nesivis agree on something, especially we have no clear marker that anybody before them argues, generally that's the halacha. The halacha is you go basa dehashta, not like it says in Devar Yecheskel. But Hesber-wise, still missing a little a satisfying Hesber. What's a satisfying Hesber to this case of Metzia Tzadik Tes? Side of Tzaisis Hezber is not so satisfying inside of the Sivis. So the Stipler here in Simin Hay is not disagreeing with the Psak of the Tzaisis Nesivis, but he has a different Hezber in why a person pays five. the depth of this particular case of damaging the chandani. He says that a barrel of wine to a chenveni is be'emes worth 5. It is really worth 5. A barrel of wine, somebody in his house, when it's not Yom HaShuk, is worth 4. This l'maisa, you can find someone who'll sell it to you for 4. But to a chenveni, the real value of his merchandise is the value it's going to have at the time he sells it. That's the emes of value.
He won't sell it today?
He won't sell it today. If you want to buy wine today, you have to find somebody who's selling that needs the money.
For typically, the
chenveni will only sell for 5, but there's so little demand that anybody who wants to buy, you'll find someone to sell for 4. To a chenveni, it's worth 5. You know what it's like? Let's say you damage somebody's thing. Someone is traveling in the Midbar. Traveling in the Midbar, and he has a diamond. And you go and you ruin his diamond. You lose the diamond. So you have to pay the value of a diamond. So you'll tell him, look, we're in the middle of the desert. Let's see, how much money could you sell a diamond for in the middle of the desert? I don't think you could sell for anything in the middle of the desert. No one's walking around with enough money to buy a diamond in the desert, and there's nobody walking around Bechlau. So in the middle of the desert, just say I pay with. Or middle of the night, let's say you ruin somebody's thing in the middle of the night. Somebody has a tape recorder and you break it in the middle of the night. You say, okay, Ein l'gazel lo l'makom v'shaytei. So right now, middle of the night, how much could you get for a tape recorder? Can't get anything for a tape recorder in the middle of the night. Huh? So you're going to go bust a l'makom v'shaytei. There's a certain value that it's worth to people, which it's more than Makayim Evishayite. In the middle of the night, a tape recorder is also worth whatever it's worth to someone in the middle of the night. You can't sell it. You can't always sell things. It's not always fair to say that, let's see how much I could sell it for, that's the value. Typically, that's the way you figure out the value, how much you could sell it for. But not always. Not always can you say, it depends how much I could sell it for, because there are times that you just can't sell it. There aren't enough buyers. The stipulus you cite is that this applies to a chenveni, not to an individual who's doing things on his own. But a time where all chenveni, every chenveni, waits till Yom HaShuk. So that's the true value of the merchandise. Just like in the middle of the night, you don't say the true value is what you can sell it for in the middle of the night. Because no one sells it. The stores are closed in the middle of the night. And in the middle of the desert, you don't say it's what it's worth in the desert. Because no one sells things in the desert. People sell things in the city. The same thing is true about a chenveni, not a Yom HaShuk. A chenveni, for him, its real value is the Yom HaShuk value. For him, when it's not the Yom HaShuk, that's like the middle of the night. The stores aren't open now. You could buy wine for 4. There's a local grocery that sells it for 4. It's true. You can always find someone who needs the money enough that he's going to sell even not Yom HaShuk. But for a chenveni, the Yom HaShuk is the true shavis. This is the aside of the stifler. And he brings a raya from a Gemara in Ezel Neshech. From a Gemara in Ezel Neshech, in the Sugyas of Ribbis. The Gemara has a case where Rav Papa was a big businessman, a very wealthy man. You know what business Rav Papa was in? He was in the beer business. Rav Papa was in the beer business. I always remember, because there's a member of Rav Papa, the Gemara doesn't say he was in the beer business, just says, I'm Rav Papa. There's somebody who could drink beer, and he drinks wine, is later on Baal Tashlis. Because wine is more expensive than beer. So you get drunk on wine, and you're able to get drunk on beer, he says it's Baal Tashlis. So if you learn the Gemara, it's just a funny memory. Like, if you want to get drunk, he's telling you, why drink the beer? You know, scotch is expensive, why go for scotch? You can get beer. So the Rishash there points out that he was a beer manufacturer. Or Papa was a beer manufacturer. The Rishash who always had a sense of humor, he says that's pshat on the third member of Rav Papa. Gemara talks about being chayshid b'ksheirim. So Rav Papa says, I'm somebody that they were chayshid chashdu be, that they chayshid me, and it was inappropriate, it was wrong. So Rishash says maybe they were chayshidim on this member, where he said if you drink wine and you could drink beer, you're even about tashlis. So he says maybe that's what he was referring to, that they were chayshid him while he said it. Anyway, that all has nothing to do with the Gemara Nezandashah. Gemara Nezandashah, where Papa is in the beer business, so somebody wanted to buy beer. So the beer business, it seems, also has a season, which I always assumed was Super Bowl season. But the Gemara says it has a season, people wait to sell the beer. So the Gemara says, Rav Papa said, I'm not interested in selling beer now. Zuzi Eshli, I have plenty of money. And Shechroi, like Pasu, the Gemara says, my beer is not going to spoil. And I could wait. I'm going to sell it in January. I'm going to sell it for the Shara Shuk. Somebody wants to buy it 6 months earlier. So Rav Papa said, if you want to buy it 6 months earlier, so it's cheaper. In the middle of the summer, beer is cheaper. So people go out and they'll buy it cheap. There was a person who didn't have cash. It was in the middle of the summer. He wanted to buy beer. He didn't have cash. So he asked for credit. So Papa said, I'll give you credit, but you have to pay me the price in the Nissan price, the price of Chodesh Nissan, which is the higher price. I'll give you credit on the Tanai, you pay me the higher price. Now that's Riddus. Normally, if you tell someone, look, today's price is this and this amount. If you want the credit, you have to pay the higher price. So that's also, that's Riddus. Even though there are stores in Borough Park that do it, they tell you the sale price is only for cash. On credit, it's a higher price. So even though there are stores that do it, I pass by sometimes a store on 14th Avenue, has a big sign, and every Tuesday, every Wednesday, everything is 10% off, cash only, credit, no credit. So that's Ribbis. What? You can't charge for the service of credit, no, that's Ribbis. So you can't, you can buy things for cash at the lower price, but you can't buy things for credit at the higher price, that's Ribbis. So the Papa says, even though typically that's Ribbis, he said, this, by me, this is not Ribbis. Because I don't need the money. I'm not looking to sell it. I don't want to sell it. It's not going to spoil. And therefore, for me, that's not Ribbis. As I said in Gemara. So what does the Gemara say? The Gemara says that Rav Papa was wrong. Why was he wrong? Because why do you look at you? You don't need the money. And you can wait. Look at the person buying it. Person buying it, why is he willing to pay the higher price? Him, he has no money. He's paying the higher price because he's getting credit. So the Gemara says it's Ribbis. Takara Papa, you're right about yourself. But why are you looking at you? Look at him. To him, why is he giving a higher price? He's giving a higher price because of Leah. Zuchtesteitzer. But the Gemara says that Rav Papa for himself, Batsam is right. Rav Papa says to me, this is the real value today. He's right. Zok the stipler, that's the aside that this Gemara is saying, is that a chenveni, the value of a chenveni, is based on the time he normally holds it to sell it at a later time. That is to a chenveni the real value. That's the aside we learn from Bav Metzia, from Perek Ezeneshach. That is also the Hesber, beautiful Hesber, in Daf Tzadik Tes above Metzia. If you break the barrel of a chenveni, if it's such a chenveni, who's not selling today, he's like Rav Papa, he's selling in the Yom HaShuk, he's waiting for the Yom HaShuk. To him, this is the emissive value. You are mazik him this amount of money. And so the stipler, that's why a person pays the higher amount, because that is the... That's the value, but the stipler says only by a chenveni, and only by a chenveni, only by such a chenveni that is waiting for the Yom HaShuk. He doesn't plan to sell it for the Yom HaShuk.
Why don't we only say by a chenveni? Do by anyone who has value for himself.
Because everybody else, if I have a barrel of wine in my house, it's worth, what's it worth to me? Today's value. Now, I may like wine very much, and I wouldn't sell it. So I may like a particular barrel of wine, I wouldn't sell it. But that doesn't, the value is by the court, it's by the sale value. Now, the sale value for somebody in the house, you go according to the shuk, according to today's shuk. If you go with a chenveni, you go according to the way the chenveni normally holds. This is the stipler's yisod. Our Gemara. So the stipler basically says that it's not a kasha from our Gemara. Because our Gemara's maskana is taka, that you don't go according to your kudalakame. It's true, the Gemara at this point, in Abayas Teres, the Gemara wanted to say, you go bust the Yikud L'Kamei, you go bust the price of Nisan. That's not the Maskana, said Gemara. So it's not the Maskana. The Maskana of this Gemara is bust the Hashta. And the Mela, that's the way we passed it. We gave with the stiplers, we have the luxury of learning the Sugya like the Divrei Cheskel. That this sugya held, Abaya, when you're saying the Shtikal Torah, held Yikud L'Kamei is the real value. And that's not true in the Maskana. He said it to answer the stira of the two psukim, of Meitav and Subin. But the Gemara slugs him up. And it's not Lamas, not Emes Ladina. Ladina, you go Basa the Hashta, you don't go Basa Yikud L'Kamei. So Lamaisa, we end up with the stipler, we end up like Tzufridin and Ol Tzadadim. The halacha of the Ketzais and the Sivis is Emes. You go Basa the Hashta. The Shtikal Torah of the Divrei Yecheskel is Emes. Abaya was saying, you go Basa, you could look Hamed. But Maskana Sasugya is, you go Basa the Hashta. And the case of Bava Tzia Tadik Tess is different. The Bechlal has no Shaychis. And the same thing with Hegdish. With Hegdish, with Chometz on Pesach. To Hegdish, Chametz on Pesach is worth whatever you could sell it for after Pesach. It's a L'chayot of a Pashim. To me, Chametz on Pesach is worth nothing. If Chalila, I found Chametz in my house, I'd burn it. To Hegdish, Hegdish said, I don't own Chametz. To Hegdish, it has a value. You'll tell me Hegdish can't sell it. Hegdish can't sell it. Hegdish, still there was no Goyim around. This is in Yerushalayim on Pesach. So Hegdish can't sell it. They can't get money for it. So so Teretz is Hegdish on Pesach is like me in the middle of the midbar, or me in the middle of the night. It's true, in the middle of the night, if you damage my chayfitz, you damage some food of mine, I couldn't sell this. I had no way I could sell it. I couldn't sell it anywhere. There's no purchaser. So therefore, you don't shots up by the middle of the night, you shots up by the day. It's the same thing with Hegdish. Selling chametz on Pesach is like selling anything else in the middle of the midbar, middle of the night, and you wait for the later time. So the stipler here is it's a very clear maskana, and the dina it's pretty clear. The havamina, there's still kashis on why the Gemara has such a havamina kiyukud l'kamei. I don't. The one kasha still that we haven't answered on the sugya is what the Gemara was thinking, that a man is mazik a field, you shots up the damage kedahashta, and when he comes to pay, he shots up what he's paying with kiyukud l'kameh. That inconsistency, which is really in the scene, this is tmiya on the ketzais, he says, even if he shots things up, when a person does damage, he shots things up according to later, he says, not. So this nekuda, what was the Gemara thinking at this point? That the damage he did, he shots up by what he did. And when it comes to pay with the field, he says, I'll give you a bain, this kiyukud l'kameh. And we're saying that's like ikar adin, you pay kiyukud l'kameh. That nekuda is still inconsistency, we don't have a teretz to. But certainly the sort of the maskana sagamara we do. Okay, so this is the way we end up. Klar, that you go bust the hashta. Except a rare case, like the case of the chenveni, the case of the middle of the night, all these type of cases. When it comes to lamaisa, you'll have situations where it's hard to know. I don't know. Someone has you ruin someone's estrig in the middle of the summer. He has an estrig field, and you ruin his estrig in the middle of the summer. So mustam would be the same thing, no? If I ruin someone's esrog, I go to an esrog paradise in Eretz Yisrael, and it's July, and I take an esrog and I cut it up. So you'll say, what's the market value of esrog in July? It's ridiculous, because the esrog has zero value in July. Just, I don't know, it's funny, the stipler is in our generation, he's saying he's aside, but the lawyer, it's mukhruch, the whole aside, no? Not mukhruch. It's normal to hold a sregim until El to sell a sregim in El. So that means that if you damage the esrig in the summer, you would go according to what it's going to be worth, the stum in El and Tishrei. No? Today it has no market value. This whole mahalach is a dover amuchruch, and anything that has a later value, the chayru will go according to the later value. If it has no market today, it only has a market later. We go according to the later value. So chayru, that's the way we come out from this rather difficult sugya. Okay, let's see the Gemara. Maskeflor of Acher Bayakis. In Cain, he raised a koichon shall mezik in etel beinus v'ziburis. Rechmon am in mimetiv. Va'at omri v'beinus v'ziburis nami why? Gemara says it's not mistaver. Gemara doesn't ask on the svar of kidahashta if you could look hamei. Gemara just says it doesn't make sense. Should a nizik erase a koicha shel nizikin? So what does that mean? Erase a koicha shel nizikin. That a nizik should be the best. He's the most. He collects the best. He collects even idiots. So could it be that like Abi Benis and Ziburis, he's less than a Bachayv? A Bachayv collects Benis and Ziburis. He gets today's value. And you're going to tell me that a nizik has to get a later value. Right. So therefore what? So what's maskana? If a nizik says, I want to get beinonis, what should be? If a nizik says, I want to get beinonis, well, chayri should get kedahashta. That should be the maskana. No? Say erase a kaifa. L'chayra, the Gemara is ending up that if a nizik wants beinonis, he can get beinonis kedahashta. Zibula certainly he can get kedahashta. And Taisus Achesam and Beis Tais Dibur Amachal Motzi says so clearly that l'haloch l'maisa, if you're a nizik, you don't want idiots. You want beinonis. Zibula tefei porta. You can get it. The Pesachim say Rashi also holds that way. I'm not sure which Rashi in our Gemara is mashma that way. Not sure which Rashi. They say Rashi in the Sugi is also mashma that way, like Tosfos. Certainly, Pesach Peshat in the Gemara is mashma that way. The Rosh here has a Shita, which we mentioned briefly last week. The Rosh says no. You can only get idiots. And this, it can only get idiots. If he doesn't want to give you bainanus, you can't force him to give you bainanus. The Rosh says, even if he has two fields of idiots, who picks which one to give? The Mazik or the Nizik? How do you understand? The Mazik has two different fields of idiots. So who gets to choose which one? Each one's worth the same amount of money. Who gets to choose which one you get paid? Huh? Who chooses what to pay? Pashtus the Mazik, right? The Mazik pays with whatever he wants. Same thing with Metapolim. If you're going to tell the Mazik, if he's supposed to pay with Metapolim, you're going to tell him, I want your guitar, or I want your, whatever, your collection. He can pay you whatever he wants. He's going to give you Sudan. So it's up to Rush. Even Idias, he could pick which Idias to give you. So you think if he has Idias and Bainanus, you could force him to give you Bainanus? The Rosh says he can't force him to give you bainanus. If the Torah said idiots, you have to give you idiots. You want bainanus? Get him to agree. You know, if you tell him you'll take less, maybe he'll do it. But he can't force him to give you bainanus. Rashi, we have in the middle of the Lishtachrina or before the Lishtachrina? Oh, before the Lishtachrina. Right before the Lishtachrina. Oh, good. Lachi took what I look at the Lachi. Pshita, the boy Nizek, Lomishko Suvin Shokol, Bar Kochi Shomazik, Shafilu Bidis, Yafakai Koshke Bidainan is. Lachi also called the Maid, Yashin, but yeah, Rashi's like a mashma. Rashi's mashma even by the Kalfalim. Yeah, Rashi seems to say the metalphalim he could take Bar Kochi. He could choose which metalphalim. Wow. We're going to have to see if this is in the Paiskin. Rashi's Lashon is mashma the Nizek. Okay, good. I was looking for a Rashi after the Lishna Achrim. Okay. So Rashi Vaitaisis, it seems. That's a chiddush. You could choose the metalphalim to see. But the Rosh disagrees. The Rosh says that if you can't force a person to give you bainanis, the Torah said, if yes, you can't force bainanis. Aye, what do you do with the Gemara? The Gemara says, Hareisa koichai shel nizikin. The nizik can't have a shvacha koyach. Gemara seems to say that if he's saying, I'm going to give you bainanis, tfei purta, pitabul kamei, that he can't do it. According to the Rosh, he could. He could tell him, listen, you want it, yes, take it. You want bainanis? I'll only give it to you if you don't want it. You don't want it, so don't take it. What's trying to rush? So the rush answers, and listen to what he says. The rush says, you can't force him to give you bainanis. But if he offers you bainanis, kiyukr de lakamei, he says, I'm willing to give you bainanis, but I'll only give you bainanis at the better price later. Once he makes that offer, then you can take the bainanis at today's price. Once he showed, he's willing to give away bainanis. Just, he tried to get it at a later price. We see he's willing to give away bainanis. So now, you could force him to give you bainanis at today's price. Because we see, he's nicha to give away bainanis.
Full amount?
The full amount.
Enough bainanis of how much he would have given.
No, full amount. Price. The full amount. The full amount of bainanis.
Why? What's the difference?
Because you see, he doesn't mind giving away bainanis.
He doesn't mind giving X amount of bainanis. He doesn't mind paying the full amount of bainanis. You see, he has a problem paying the full amount of bainanis.
Well, he's just trying to chisel a few dollars out of the guy. Yeah. Well, you hear the rush. You hear the rush. The rush says that once we see he's willing to give bainanis, so we see he doesn't mind giving bainanis, we make him give bainanis. The truth is, it's a pella. I would ask stronger than what you were asking. Do we see this person is happy to give away bainanis? Do we really see that? We see that for the right price, he's willing to give away bainanis. If he can get today, Nissen's price, he's willing. Of course. He'll sell today's bainanis at Nissen's price. He'll take the money, and he'll buy bainanis on the market more. And when Nissen comes, he'll make money on the deal. The Yamsha Shlema is Matniya on the rush. He says, what's the rush saying? That we see he's happy with bainanis because he offered bainanis, kiyukr de lakamei. We see he doesn't mind giving away bainanis. What do you mean he doesn't mind giving away? Of course he minds giving. You don't see he doesn't mind giving away bainanis. You see that for a very good price he would give away bainanis. So that's no raya that he's nisa to give away bainanis. The whole thing, the whole rush. Very, very schwer. Very schwer. Akoponim Lamaisa, this is a machlaikis, the Rosh and the other Rishainim. The Rosh holds that Idius is Dafka. And the other Rishainim hold Idius is the called the minimum that you have to give away. But if the other person wants bainanis, you just have to give bainanis. If he wants zibulis, you have to give him zibulis. This is the machlokes, the two, the machlokes Rishayim. The Stipler has another piece on our sugya, Simin Vav. The previous Stipler was Simin Hay. In Simin Vav, he's Masber the machlokes. And he says, they argue in the Kavanah Satara by Meitav. When the Torah said, you pay Meitav, the Torah was Zichar. doing a taiva to the nizik. What was the taiva that the Torah meant to do for the nizik? What was that, the taiva? The Rashals, the Torah said, we're going to give you idiots. Most people want idiots. We're doing a taiva, we're giving you idiots. Period. So since we're giving you idiots, that's what you get. What's the taiva? The taiva is that idiots is sold most easily. It's kalim kar, it's easy to sell, as the Gemara is going to say soon, that idiots is easy to sell. So really, if someone's mazik, you should get cash. He doesn't have cash. He's giving you something else. He has to give you something that's easy to convert to cash. Idiots is easy to convert to cash. That's the reason you get idiots. Now you want Beinonis. Why do you want Beinonis? Because you want to have a big field. You're not entitled to fields. You're entitled to cash. So when the Torah said idiots, because you can convert it to cash easily, Torah didn't give you a kayach to get Beinonis or Ziburis. Torah only gave you a kayach to get something that can be converted to money easily. So it's limited to idiots. The other Rishayim disagree. They say when the Torah gave idiots, it's a taiva because people like idiots. It's nothing to do with converting it to cash. Well, it's not limited to the fact it can be converted to cash. Idiots, people want idiots. So when the Torah gave you idiots, they gave you the schus of idiots. If you want Ziburis better or Beinonis better, you get that. But this is the Chalukei Deis between the Rosh and the other Rishayim. We already mentioned last week when we had this case in the beginning of the Sugya, we had the case where the Nizik has C quality karka, and the Mazik has A and B quality. Most Rishayim held like Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel says you give idiots to Nizik. So here idiots Nizik is C. The Mazik doesn't own C. So most Rishayim said, so you bump him up to B. You give idiots to Nizik by giving B. And the Rosh said, no. If you don't give C, you give A. So it's Lishitasa. The Rosh holds idiots, he's rigid. He says idiots is idiots and nothing else. So you don't give B. If you can't give the idiots to Nizik, you give A, which is idiots to Mazik. It's the same Shitas HaRosh, however you're Masber. It's the same Shitas HaRosh that idiots is Dafka, and not less. So he says it over here. What? It's going to be easier to sell than Beinonis to Nizik. In the Torah, when the Torah said idiots to Nizik, it was saying that you have to pay the easiest thing to sell of all the things that Nizik has. Make us a day. And they'll be passing it. It is the magic. B is as easy to sell as C. According to the Rosh, according to the stifles tach of the Rosh, that has to do with how easy it is to sell, so you should be able to give B. So let's look in the stifle and see if he connects them. I don't know. If he connects them, we'll see the heads, but I think he does. So we'll take a look. But I'll compare him this nekuda that the rigidity of the Rosh Hashita, that idiots is idiots is idiots and nothing else, that is similar in the two machlokesim, that's consistent. And the other Rishayim who use it as a minimum, again, is consistent in the two machlokesim. So the Gemara ends up by Nezikin that we didn't answer the stira between Suvin and Meitat. Elo Amar Rav Acha B'Yaki, V'ikulat Muye L'Bal Chayv, Medamin Alei, Bal Chayv Dinei B'Beinanis, Yomalei Havli Ziburis Tfei Purta, Omalei Shaklas Kedinach Shkalti Rehashta, Ilai Shkalti Yukud L'Kamei. So the Gemara wants to say the same thing about Bal Chayv. Again, hard to figure out the Svara. All it is that Rav Acha's Kash is not Shver. Rav Acha Koychai of Nezikin L'Gavi Bal Chayv is not Shver. So Gemara has a different kasha. Maskevara of Achabere Duravika and Kena Alta Delas Mipnei Lovin. Okay, and this kasha and Kena Alta Delas Mipnei Lovin, say Yeshua has a kasha. Right? What's the Din Torah? What does the Bachayv get Min HaTorah? against Iboris Min HaTorah, and Beinonis is Takana DeRabbanan. We have a rule that a person could say on a Takana that's made for his Taiva, I Eshi B'Takanta DeRabbanan. The Chaira, a Baal Chayiv, could say I Eshi. I Eshi means a person could waive his rights. Right? A person has a benefit, he could waive it. Right? The same thing La Havdol in football, right? You can waive a penalty if it's better for you. It means it's a benefit for you. And you say, Yeshi. I'm not using it to explain football. I'm using it to explain, it shouldn't be. Yeshi sounds like a Rabbana made a Takana. You say, I'm not interested. If the idea is that Takana was made with Taivaska, and you can say, I'm not interested. So, Frekta Pnei Yeshua, what's going on in this Gemara? The Baal Chayiv is entitled to get Tziburis Min HaTorah. The Rabbanan said Beinonis. Why did the Gemara say, in Kain, Alta Delas, not the Esna Alta Delas. Just say, let the Malva say, I Eshi B'Takanta D'Rabbanan. Since I don't want Takana D'Rabbanan, so it's for him that he should get. No, it's for the other Malva. That's the motivation. But because we're motivated by that, we give the Malva a benefit. We're motivated that people should want to lend money. Well, the Maisa, because of that, we make a Takana for his benefit. No? So, Yeshua has the Kasha. Yeshua didn't see that this Kasha is already in the Tshuvas Maimini. And it's there's a, in Simin Kuf days, in Shulchan Aruch, there's an Orim V'Tumim, I suggest the Teretz. And in the Shar Mishpat, he brings the Tumim, he argues with the Tumim, it's not clear how he's answering the Kasha. So we have three Maram HaKadosh on this, the Pnei Yeshua, and the Orim V'Tumim, and the Shar Mishpat, and we'll do that tomorrow. We'll certainly get down to the two dots tomorrow, so be prepared.